Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Boston Bruins have a new head coach, Marco Sturm, who spent 5 years here. As a Boston Bruin, he was a part of the deal that sent Joe Thornton to the San Jose Sharks and was the, I believe, Wiggy, the most productive German player ever in the league until the arrival of Leon Draisaitl, who got the overtime winner last night. So you can talk about that selection by the Boston Bruins all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, including with Jones and Keefe coming up in just about a half an hour, so we can head off to Maine for the fourth road show, and we will be at the Brunswick tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 o'clock, out on the back deck on the water. Curtis, weather-wise, got Jackson, can we open up the window world of Boston WEEI weather window, please, and let Curtis poke his head out if he could? Curtis, what do we got for weather for today, road show, Saturday, and cornhole, all of that?
Well, Courtney, it's already a hot one at Old Orchard Beach. It feels like 77.
Mm.
It's going to be heading into the 80s, gorgeous sunshine at Old Orchard Beach. Locally here, it's going to be just hot as balls, so 91 degrees.
Okay.
Tomorrow at OOB, it is going to be just a cloudy, fine morning, mid-60s to 70. And then for the Greg Hill Show cornhole tournament, about 3/10 of an inch of rain over the course of the morning. So not a soaker.
Not so bad.
No.
And a very special live Ken and Curtis show on Saturday at the Brunswick. So hopefully you'll stop by and take part in that. And we will see you there. We'll see you tonight at the Cowbell, tomorrow at the Brunswick, and Saturday at the Brunswick for the Beach Cornhole Tournament.
What's your favorite GM vehicle?
I like the Pontiac.
Me too.
It really is my favorite.
Nothing better than a GTO Pontiac convertible.
You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month. That's it. From Window World of Boston, go to windowworldofboston.com, and they bring you the weather with our weather smoke every day on this show. Let's see. Hill Notes, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
Coleman!
It's electric!
Listen to you guys on the overnight shift. Thank you guys for getting me through the night. Greg, Courtney, Wiggy, Curtis, Scheim, I am forever in your debt.
Oh, that's really nice.
Very nice.
Appreciate it.
It's a plant.
Usually there's some kind of a shot at the end.
Yeah. To somebody.
Directed at one of us. But
yes. I edited it.
I appreciate that.
Wow, what a big shock. Wiggy is a big proponent of natural grass. Who saw that coming?
It is.
That and the big proponent today of the suicide squeeze.
Love the suicide squeeze.
Yeah.
I mean, it works.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the movie Major League. I think what was Wesley Snipes' character's
Willie
name?
Willie Mays Hayes.
Willie Mays Hayes. Didn't he steal home off of a suicide squeeze?
Sure did.
There you go.
Yeah. Also, what they call it when you get into that Porsche.
Yes. Very tight. Once going up and down. Getting in, it's comfortable.
Good show today, Greg.
Thank you.
The only thing that sucked was the Ruben promo.
Jackson here with another Life Jack. This one's geared specifically towards Greg Hill in regards to tomorrow's show. When the eventual flub, miscue, or lead-in with loaded with explicit lyrics takes place, remember who's really at fault. Chime. Before you go all scary Greg on someone, take a deep breath and picture me in Costco, Winnie the Pooh style, wearing a lady's blouse, covered in Ben and Jerry's ice cream, fumbling through cotton swabs. And remind yourself, whose fault is it? The guy who's working short-handed? Or the guy who took such an important day off to share his horrific golf game with the state of Michigan?
Yeah, you're right. Chime's fault. But Jackson, you'll be on your game tomorrow, I'm sure.
That's it. I will be on my game.
You a little bit off it today. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, coming in the middle of the game is a little bit weird for me. I'm a starter.
Yeah. Well, oversleep or what happened this morning?
Overslept a little bit, yep.
Yeah.
Yep, you got it.
Well, it happens.
It happens.
My favorite is that Jackson's here. It's the first break. And he's like, got any rejoin ideas? I've already lost Greg.
Yeah, first break. Yep, I knew I lost you.
Yeah. It happens. You came in hot with the Proclaimers for some bizarre reason.
You know what? I heard somebody on left a Hill note yesterday, and for some reason Shime cut it out, but it was a guy singing a parody to that song, and I love that song.
Okay.
So it just reminded me.
All that matters.
It's about you.
Right.
Well, no, that's great. It had 55 million views on YouTube. It's a pretty big song.
So is Rafi.
Proclaimers.
Shime, lie to your wife, not your friends. There's no way you're a 15-9 handicap. I've literally shot the 70s before. I'm currently a 15-1. I've seen you swing before. Whew. Stop lying, bud.
You know what I first thought of when we were having the handicap conversation?
Yeah.
Courtney and her scoop being right about Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
The ease with which he lied about that.
Oh, my God.
Like you're not going to spend $50. How much money do you think Shime spends on his golf attire every year?
That's a lot of money. I would guess he has never – I can't see him shooting 87 once in his life. Never mind that's his handicap and that's what he shoots. Like on the reg, 80, the guy is – if he's under a buck, it's a good day for him. He's
definitely
atrocious.
And his poor brother, Kyle, has gone silent on me, which
really
makes me think that Shime was mad at him.
Oh, yeah.
So,
probably. Well,
it would have just been a big joke at the end.
Snitches get stitches. Wiggy says that all the time.
You already know.
His brother shouldn't have narked him out for having 12 Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
If you are a golfer in a golf league, a prerequisite is to have your handicap.
Yeah, they may, like, probably they're not that... like hard OS.
Do you know anybody that golfs more than 4 to 5 times a month that doesn't know their handicap?
No.
All right.
Oh, okay. I don't.
Have you ever heard of that comedian, Dennis Millar? Oh, wait. His name is Dennis Miller. That's right. But anyway, however many times Coco pronounces things wrong, it doesn't matter because she can never stink as much as Shime.
Thank you.
There it is.
Yeah, it was going too fast. It's my fault.
Yeah, it's all right. Kevin Miller played for the Bruins.
No, I know.
That's probably what you were thinking about.
It slipped out. I corrected myself. Yeah. But
Courtney, very easy. Road shows brought to you by Miller Lite.
No, right. I know. But I know who Kevin Millar is, and I know who Kevin Miller is. I know the difference. I went into the back room, and I said to Curtis, I'm going to be thinking about it all day now.
Oh, don't. Please.
And at the end of his interview, he said, okay, thanks, boys. And I said, I deserve that.
Great interview. Kevin Millar is a great interview.
Awesome.
That was awesome this morning. If you missed it, you can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app.
A little biased to Cora because he showered with him before.
Yeah,
so.
He did shower with Alex Nugget. Cora.
Yeah, he's a little biased.
Yes, he did. He's a shower buddy.
He's like,
Alex
Cora's a great manager. I showered with
the guys.
Showered
with
great
him.
Great player.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't think he was biased. I mean, he said the exact opposite of what you believe.
Right.
With regard to holding Alex Cora responsible, but. He also said something you've said many times, which is that the manager basically has nothing to do with what goes on in a game until you're going to the bullpen or whatever, 7th, 8th, 9th.
So why even spend $7 million on a manager? He's like, what was he say? Was it Frank Kona? He was like, as long as he doesn't get in the way, we're going to win games. So I guess the manager
is
whatever.
Hey, Greg. This is Courtney, the news queen. My favorite words are Ariba, Ariba, and Amoeba, Amoeba. Hey, wait, is it Amoeba, Amoeba? I don't know.
I deserve it.
I mean, I think people know what you meant.
Of course. Yes.
That's the thing with this.
And I just want everybody to know, I hear when other people misspeak, I don't put it out.
That's nice
that
of
true.
You.
Yeah.
And it
true.
Happens.
True.
It's called class.
And I would get, and I understand you with the Pontiac because you really don't
I don't think I've ever been in a Pontiac in my life.
Yeah, you don't see those cars no more.
No, you really don't.
Yeah, so I can get it.
Not a very popular car.
Well, back in the day, you know, the GTO was very popular.
Ariba, Ariba. Thank you, Jackson.
Yeah. It's in the GM family, with the the Buick. Right. So not a very popular car.
Do they still make them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, honestly, when I was a kid, the car I wanted that I would that would have died for, Wiggy, was the Grand National, the Buick Grand National.
Oh, yes.
That thing was sick.
Yes, the Grand National. Or it's...
Oh, my God. I always wanted one of those.
Or its twin, the Monte Carlo, with the T-tops.
Yeah.
So, I mean, any... Or then there was the Regal, because I remember all those cars kind of looked the same. The Grand National, the Monte
Carlo. Grand National had some, like a V90 or something like that.
Yeah,
like
that was a nice car.
589 V18 or something like that.
There it is right there, man. That thing
is
clean.
Look at that. Imagine me in that thing driving around Stowe in my 20s.
That thing is clean right there. That is a beautiful car.
They would have definitely pulled you over in that car for weed.
Yeah, that is a nice car right there.
Great job by Mitch getting that.
I mean, Kevin Millar had me ready to run through a wall in this interview, right until the part where he said, "I've showered with Alex Cora." I mean, hey, dude, whatever floats your boat, but, you know, do we really need to know that?
Yeah, no, it was kind of interesting the way he said it. But I think you know what he meant.
Yeah, he, like, he, you know, played, like he knows the guy well.
Right. He played with him. Pause.
Oh, my God.
We all know the real reason why Courtney's going up to Maine early today to get a head start on weighing the whale Panoose.
Free hugs tonight?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Okay. And I feel better. So I don't think I'll be getting anybody sick. I hope I didn't get anybody sick last weekend.
All right, good.
Santo not coming, but.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then are you will you stay out for the whole game or first half?
Probably
or
not.
What's your plan?
Okay. I don't know. I'll be playing it by ear.
Okay. You have your pick of rooms in the shack, whatever you want. You go wherever you want.
Thank you. I know exactly which room I'll go to. I'll have my stuff put away.
I see.
I will try to film a get ready with me tomorrow morning. I hope not to wake anybody else up.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Get ready with me.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
For tonight's gala,
It'll be much better, Courtney, if you can hear Greg snoring in the background.
Oh, how can you not?
Yeah, so you're not going to be there, Curtis?
I am not.
So if Greg, God forbid, oversleeps, I am the sole person that's responsible for knocking on the door?
That is correct.
I think Amen Corner will be at the shack.
They sleep in the basement, though.
I think Griff will be in the shack.
Mm. Oh, congratulations to Griff, by the way.
Yes.
Engaged.
Yeah.
Well done.
He's bringing the little lady to the shack tonight.
Oh, all love right. Shack.
Oh, really?
Good job, Griff.
And then there's a rejoin for tomorrow, Jack.
Curtis, I'm throwing a BBQ tomorrow night for you and your family and Ken and his family and whoever else wants to come.
Love it.
So, party at the shack
yep.
tomorrow night. Don't tell Jen Hill.
What in the Happy Gilmore golf is going on here? Whose bright idea was it to allow Shime to go travel and play with clients? Come on now. That's just going to make this station look ridiculous. Shank
him,
Shime. Come on now.
No, Shime is out there schmoozing with the clients.
Yeah.
So, and taking in some great Michigan golf.
And then it shows that you don't have to be good to really love and play golf.
Yeah.
Like, you know, true. You can just get out there and enjoy the golf course.
Do you think he's worried? Or is the pressure going to get to him again with
clients? I mean, it's a great question. Do you think that when they chose him as their endorser, that they knew what his golf game was like? Or
right.
No, they only went off what he said, and unfortunately, that was proven quite wrong.
Is it double jeopardy if it's false advertising in advertising?
Pontiac, Coco, it's all the same. I feel you. I'm the same age as you. But you know what? At the end of the day, Shime still stinks. I will see you guys tonight.
Two of them.
I get it.
Do we think that we're seeing Worm tonight or tomorrow? Worm actually sent me an email to Local Legends GHS. Reminder, if you've got photos, please send them my way. And it was a photo of him waking up in his car at 5:30 a.m. outside the Lobster Bar on Friday morning. So it seems like he didn't even get a hotel room or go home. He just slept in his car.
Gross. Well, takes all kinds.
That's
great thing about this audience.
If Worm's around, I don't feel well.
It was a year ago at the Brunswick where we first met Worm.
So he should be there. It's a stomping ground,
I
believe.
He will be there again.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry that the green line's going to be down, but like Kevin said, grab your private parts and dig in.
He did say that also. Yeah. Kevin Millar.
A lot of catchphrases.
He does.
Something about a little rabbit. Right. He had mentioned rabbits.
Tickle the rabbit.
Tickle the rabbit, whatever that meant.
I never heard that.
Was that in the shower?
Fish eyeing.
Yeah.
That was another.
Yeah,
you know, we got to be able to fish eye guys.
Well, the man was known for Cowboy Up.
Yeah.
So he's always trying to launch a new catchphrase.
Right. And we should have asked him about the bagpipes because he's living in Texas. You know, do they play the bagpipes at the public parks?
We don't give Francona enough credit. Manny and then the gas bags of Schilling and Millar.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know Manny missed the whole series.
Me either.
I completely forgot.
He didn't show up for a Yankee series.
Like, wait a second.
Nobody knew where he was. Or it seemed like Kevin Millar found him at the Four Seasons or something. Is that where he was?
Yeah, Manny didn't know what city they were in. It's like, well, where the ballpark? Where are we, Chicago?
Hey, Hillman, did you just say you're allowed to hang one thing on the wall at home? Whew. I'm guessing that would be your nuts.
Yeah.
But you got the bathroom, the spare bathroom.
Very happy, though. The place looks, you should see the feng shui in the new bedroom.
Ooh. Feng
shui. It's through the roof.
Is it?
We got whole new comforter, quilt, duvet colored pillows.
Nice.
It's just beautiful. I would never think of these kinds of things.
Do you have your feet facing the door?
Yeah.
Okay. That's important.
That's
feng shui.
You're supposed to have that?
Isn't it feng shui?
Feng shui.
I think it's feng. But
I have no idea.
Feng.
I thought it was feng. But what do you mean your feet facing the door when you sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You have to have that.
I guess it depends. I never knew that. I always thought about the way the room was set up.
Yeah. It's a beach look.
All right.
Ooh.
So,
like a nautical theme, if you will?
A nautical beach theme of the bedroom. So the rug is like a, I don't know what the material is.
Yeah, it's rattan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that baby. Took a long time to find it, but made a completely different room with that rug.
Yeah, I do think that maybe on the socials, if you are up to it, maybe we do a crib style tour
maybe.
Once you're all once you're all settled.
Maybe we should.
Yeah.
I nominate Kevin Millar for a weekly guest. Come on, Ken, pay that man his money. I would listen. I'm going back to listen to it again right now because he's so fascinating to listen to. Kevin Millar on the weekly. Let's do it.
Yeah, the guy's awesome.
And money. He knows his baseball, too.
He is money.
Yeah, I'm a season ticket holder for the Pats. I remember distinctly Wiggy dancing to the song, Getting Jiggy With It. Every time I hear that, I think of Wiggy. You got the dance moves.
All right, that's for Michael Rubin, so for my invite. Yeah. He's got to make sure I'm like, you know, clearly I'm nowhere near the celebrities that he invites, but I have to be on the spectrum somewhere, you know.
Is that it, Jackson?
That'll do it for Hill Notes.
Okay. Great job, everybody.
Good
Hill
job,
Notes
Jack.
Brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
Coleman!
It's electric!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.